There are now nearly 4,500 migrants from the Central American caravan in the Mexican border city of Tijuana. Most are packed into a sports complex that the city government turned into a shelter. They've spent more than a month traveling nearly 3,000 miles, and now people in the caravan are trying to figure out what to do next. Reporter James Frederick has been following one family from Honduras.
Being in the middle of the migrant caravan can be exhausting. I can see it on the face of 32-year-old Angel Munoz, who's sitting on the curb about 100 yards away from the shelter. He says he came out here looking for food. There wasn't enough inside the shelter. The last time they served food, he waited in line for an hour and a half. Angel is here with his wife Delma and their 12-year-old daughter Miley. They're both quiet and sweet and constantly grinning. They graciously laugh when I ask if her name's spelled like...
Well, Miley Cyrus.
Being here is strange, they say. From where we're standing, we can see the 20-foot steel fence that guards the United States. Angel says, we feel like we're 95% of the way to our goal. We'll see what happens next. Getting to the United States has been a long time coming for the Munoz family. They first fled 4 years ago, but Miley was younger and the journey was brutal. When they were arrested by Mexican migration agents, they were relieved to go home to Honduras. But then the gang threats they fled got worse.
A los tres nos querían matar, ¿me entiendes? Porque no nos metimos a trabajar con ellos, ¿me entiendes? La delincuencia, no los apoyamos.
Angel says a gang threatened to kill all three of them. He drove a taxi in the city San Pedro Sula. Beyond losing at least half his earnings to gang extortion, they wanted Angel to drive around operatives and deliver drugs. He refused, and that brought death threats to the family. They moved to another town, but he says the gang found them again. Leaving was their only option, and the caravan seemed like the best way to do it. But it hasn't been easy. Miley has asthma, and in the early days in Mexico, they walk more than 20 miles per day. Miley's inhaler ran out. It feels like I'm drowning, Miley says. About 10 days ago, they say Miley came down with a high fever for 3 days. They thought about turning back. Then Miley got better, and they kept moving and made it to Tijuana. I meet them the next morning at the pedestrian crossing at the San Isidro port of entry in Tijuana. Thousands of people, both commuters and tourists, use this border crossing every day. A few of them are asylum seekers. Here in Tijuana, a makeshift system has developed as more and more asylum seekers showed up. Border Patrol allows anywhere from 30 to 100 of them to cross per day, so migrants started a list to keep track of the backlog. We're seeing if the line has moved, says Angel. The Munoz family put their names on the list 2 days ago. Maybe 2 to 3 weeks before they can cross, Angel guesses, but he's not sure. The people crossing today have waited more than a month. With a couple others waiting around, the family starts chatting about how asylum works, what Trump has done to change it, how it affects them. It's all very confusing and changing almost daily. Delma says others in the caravan tell us they're going to jump over the border, that we're being tricked here, that we're just going to be deported. But they trust the system, that if they could just see a judge, they'll be allowed to stay in the U.S.
Mucha gente se desespera y se va. Eso es lo que pasa. Pero ya...
Lots of people get desperate and leave, says Angel. But we've already been through the worst. We can wait. They just don't know how long. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Tijuana, Mexico.